What is going on, everybody? It's Game Hero 76 Live, back again on the Boom Headshot Podcast. How's everybody doing? Today we are going to be going over the newest update in For Honor, Sunda, the new Ling Fin, whatever the heck the name is, character is here. Wu Lin, that's what it is. Sunda is here. He's a dodge specialist, a counter attacker, which who the heck came up with that? Let's be honest. We have enough of the Kensei dodge spam. Kills me every time for some reason, by the way. But before we get into the new character and what he can do, I'm going to go over the buffs and nerfs and stuff like that of all the characters that we already have. So, Raider got hit pretty hard. As you know, in like previous nerfs, his damage were all, damage was already like nerfed a little bit. Wasn't really that bad. But they have officially, they slowed him down a little bit from what I remember, if I remember correctly, and the most important thing, he no longer has a stun tap. He has what is called storm tap, right? So he is, instead of canceling heavy into stun tap, it now storm taps, and it doesn't make the white screen or the delay or the big donging noise anymore, which is a little bit, you know, me personally, I wouldn't have done that. I just slowed him down, but he's still ridiculous. He's still insane. So it's just easier to parry now, and he can't just, like, I guess this is kind of good for less experienced raiders. They can't just cancel heavy into stun tap and then side heavy to get a combo. So that's not bad. But he did get hit pretty hard. Hidekiri, I'm perfectly fine with. Her hyper armor does not activate just straight away on a heavy now. You can now hit her out of her heavies. It activates more when she's, like, swinging the heavy, from what I understand, at least. That's good, thank God, actually, because, I'm gonna be honest, dude, Hidekiri was the worst to deal with, dude, especially with all the mix-ups that Hidekiri has, anything from just, like, light, and then, obviously, there's, like, basic, where you have, like, light, kick, heavy, and then, like, unblockable heavy or something like that. You can now, like, light, cancel, you know, the heavy into the kick, and then to, no, sorry, cancel the kick into, you know, guard break, all that stuff. I mean, having that much hyper armor on a heavy when you have that many mix-up was just unnecessary. So, that's a good, in my opinion, that's good. That's a good fix. Orochi, actually, this poor console players, also known as me as well, they sped him up. So, now he has a increased movement speed, base movement speed. So, now he's, like, faster just running-wise. I think, if I'm right, they sped up, I think it was his zone. It was some sort of like tidal wave something. I can't remember. It was something like that. But I mean, they really sped him up, if I'm gonna be honest. They sped him up. So not his lights or anything, thank God. Because for heaven's sakes, that we console players would quit. Speaking of Orochi, the other day I ran into a rep 70 main Orochi. Nothing but 70 prestiges of pure Orochi, nothing else. And that's when I knew console as a whole is just screwed. He was still light spamming. He never had. It's not like he comboed or deflected or anything. But, either way, so he got a buff there. But I do have a quick question, once again, before we do get in this new character. Where's the Centurion rework? Like, where did that go? It was good when it came out. I think it was a little bit busted. It could have used some minor adjustments as far as just to keep him balanced instead of just absolutely broken. Because they basically made it so he could cancel everything. Like his punch and stuff. I think that punch, if you miss a punch or you miss a kick, your enemy should be able to punish with a guard break. I'm not sure if you already can do that. I'm pretty sure on kick you can. I know for a fact on punch you can't, if I'm right. Once again, I might have it reversed. But, that would be just a good way to just kind of keep them balanced, but at the same time, because, like, not broken. But yeah, anyway, this new character, Sunda, or, I don't know how to say his normal name, Zanhu, I'm guessing. Zanhu, Zanhu, Sahu, you know, however you want to say it. He's a counterattacker, dodge specialist. He's a hybrid medium on his, how hard he is his medium. Now, here's the thing. They really mean dodge specialist. Like, you have dodge attacks for a light, and you have dodge attacks for heavy as well. You also have, like, a forward dodge light. And all of these you can actually follow up with any unblockable finisher. Any finisher that he has is unblockable. So you could throw an unblockable heavy, or you can actually throw an unblockable light as well, which, if you don't know how to parry, it's going to be really rough to deal with until you learn. But although it's actually not super hard to parry, thank God, they made it a little bit slower. It's like Shaolin's top unblockable after he throws the kick. That's kind of like the speed. Maybe a little bit slower. But, so basically, he's not busted, which is nice. His zone's pretty good. It's a undodgeable zone. It's kind of easy to deflect and parry, though, if you really predict it. But altogether, it is a good zone. You know, it's not like Gladiator zone or something like that, but it is really good. After he does dodge, speaking of his dodges, actually, before I get into after he dodges, you can dodge, like I said, with your light and your heavy, but they actually hit from separate angles. So if you dodge a left and hit with the light, he's going to actually hit you from the right. But if you dodge left with the heavy, he's going to hit you from the left. So that's the only way to tell the difference between which one's light and which one's heavy. However, I think one of his moves, I think it might be the dodge heavy, is counted as a light. As far as if you parry it, you still get the heavy hit punish. But, you can, and it's kind of light attack is like damage wise, I think. I'll double check that. But, you still get execution properties off of it. So, that, as far as getting your execution, you can still do that. Don't worry about that. But, anyway, on console right now, obviously, you know, Gladiator's past buff with his lights and everything, they have busted him as far as light spam goes. Thank God he's not like Conqueror with like the infinite lights. Even though Conk's really not as bad. He's still stupid, but he's not as bad. On console, at least. Once again, if it was PC, there's a big difference. But, you can just kind of get frame locked on console. So, but anyway, Gladiator is terrorizing people on console. It is just absurd. If I had somebody else here that could scream with me, you wouldn't hear double, I guess. This is great. it's pretty rough right now with the Glad. But on the bright side, we have cool armor. We do have a cool new armor, armor color. Now the armor that you have, not shader wise, but, the actual armor itself can now be colored in white, which is pretty sick. Actually, I do really think that's pretty nice. You also don't have to wait for that. You can just buy 10,000 steel, or you can just save up 10,000 steel and you can just straight buy it instead of having to wait for like prestiges and everything like that. Which is quite nice. So, but altogether, this new character, I mean, like I said, he's good. By the way, I just tested that. Yes, the dodge heavy counts as a light in the, as far as like, it'll say left light or right light, but, you do get execution properties off of it. So that's, not bad. You can actually, you can't cancel the unblockable light, by the way, but you can cancel the unblockable heavy. So you can cancel that into guard break and get mix-ups on it and so on. But other than that, his hits, his combos, they're really only like, they're only like 2-3 hits long. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes with Valkyrie, you can get like, what, like 6 hit combos off if your teammates, if you're, the person that you're with is like, you're able to, you know? As far as off guard break with this new character, you can get a top heavy, you can get a left or a right heavy, they all do 30 damage, doesn't really matter. So you can get that and then combo that into the unblockable light or the unblockable heavy, cancel unblockable heavy, guard break, so on and so forth, to get combos. He also, believe it or not, he has a deflect as well, which is quite nice. I do like deflects, obviously, they're my favorite. Or a superior block, you know what I mean? like he doesn't have a straight deflect. However, he does have a counter blow that if you do get the superior block, then you press X afterwards, and he'll do like a stunning punch, which is quite nice. He does stamina damage, doesn't do any damage to the person. However, it's not bad. It's not bad. Definitely can give you an opportunity to hit that unblockable light or unblockable heavy if you just let it fly. But yeah, I think his strongest factor, to be honest, is just kind of his range of like what he can do. Because not only does he have the superior block, obviously he can parry. He doesn't have a crushing counter, but he has any dodge attack in the game, basically, that can hit from any side, depending on what you want to do. He has execution properties off of the dodge heavy, which is obviously needed, just in case. He has unblockable lights, unblockable heavies that are cancelable. I mean, he can mix up decently, and he has a punish off of the superior block. Like, I don't think Kensei does. So, altogether, I'm gonna give this character like a solid 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. I think he's good. I do not think he's gonna like take over the meta or anything crazy. I think his execution is pretty cool, but I definitely don't think that he's gonna like take over, you know, For Honor at all. Honestly, it's kind of crazy. You would think an unblockable light would be super toxic on console, but even I can parry that all the time, and I'm not good. But yeah, so he also, by the way, before I close, this is just the last thing. He his feats are actually kind of interesting. Most of them involving like fire, which I didn't expect. I don't know why they made him like fire based. Just reminds me of Zetterburn in Rivals of Aether. But, I mean, he has, like, a fiery tusk, I think it's called. Quillen Rose, some other breath thing. I think it's actually fire breath. But anyway. And then he has a scorching, some sort of, like, launch attack. Some sort of thing that, like, scorches the ground and, you know, all that stuff. It's kind of like the firebomb, basically. But, I think it's, like, firework-looking stuff. But anyway. I haven't really got the names to that yet. But altogether, I mean, it's a pretty good character. He's a pretty mean character. He just takes a little bit more of a skill base than, thank God, than some of the newer characters, Hitagiri, that they've come out with. So, also, I'm just gonna be awesome. Before I close, what is with like the Hitagiri light spam? It's only 2 hits, but they come out so fast. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but like a Hitakiri that throws a bunch of lights, I can't handle it, dude. I can, if I predict what side he's gonna throw from and I parry it, then I'm fine, because then I'll just continue comboing and hopefully he doesn't get a chance to get his guard up, you know, or get a chance to, you know, hit one of the lights. But I don't know. Maybe is that just me though? Is that just me that gets affected by that? Because I'm going to be honest, it was I think a couple of my buddies the other night were getting frustrated with it, but other than them, I haven't heard anybody complain. I don't think it really needs, like, a huge fix or anything. I think we were just playing at lower levels, because we're still, like, lower as far as prestige goes. But, anyway, that's kind of, like, the basic overview of what I think, Sunda, you know, the new character, is gonna be. Like I said, really don't think he's gonna be like super meta. I do not think he's gonna be super meta. There's not much, like, he's kind of like a Jormungandr in the way that he's good in some ways, but he like only has a certain amount of variety, you know what I mean? Like, he has a decent amount of variety. It's like medium, you know what I mean, compared to like, well, Raider or or Valkyrie, because Valkyrie has like an insanely wide range. She has like crushing counters, deflex, tri guard. I mean, literally anything. So, not to mention she's not an assassin. So, but yeah, I think, I definitely think that he's gonna be good. I don't think he's gonna be anything insane though. So, yeah, this has been the Game Hero 76 podcast live. Also, next time I'm going to have a buddy with me. It's tomorrow, Friday. Look for a podcast. It's going to be me and my buddy. I'm not sure Related Deer 03. Not sure if he wants his. Do you want your name in here, buddy? I know you're listening to this. But anyway, I will see you guys in the next one. See you!